Jeff's here. So we've got everybody but Hussein and Ginger at this point.
I just started the recording too, so if we want to do roll and then I'll text Hussein and see if he's coming.
Okay, great. Can you pull up the agenda, please? Oh, see, there's Felipe. So I don't mind if you're both here, but you guys can flip a coin later on.
Felipe, apparently only one of us needs to be here. So who wants to go watch the Dodger game?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, maybe his audio
It
wasn't up yet.
wasn't. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't think both of us need to be here. They were saying the makeup of the group is just one faculty per college, even though it was like Senate presidents or whatever it was in the past. So
Oh, I see.
I don't know if we both need to be here.
You're
What do you
both
want to do?
welcome, and then you can flip a coin for who gets to vote. I don't, I made it Adam's problem, so I just need confirmation for who's supposed to be the voting member. That's all. But
You
you
want
guys
it,
can
Felipe?
decide.
I mean,
I'm probably less busy than you are, Jennifer. What do you think?
it's up to you. Like I'm happy to stay today, and then only one of us needs to vote, and then we'll just talk it out with
Okay.
Adam.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's good.
Cool.
For a
Awesome.
$100 donation to the foundation, one of you can be excused.
There's my
Oh,
fundraiser. There he is. Okay, so we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Thank you, everybody, for being here. If I can get approval from the minutes, these are from April. So the last time we met.
so moved, Harris.
Thank you.
One second.
Thank you. Questions, comments, concerns? All those in favor? I guess let's do it the other way. Any opposed? And any abstentions? Cool. Then those will go on consensus. We're going to skip around. Renee, can you go back to the agenda? We're going to skip around on the agenda a little bit because I want to do the BP APs, and I think that there may be some conversation there, and that ties into this. So, from a structural perspective, the next place this will go will be the governance committee, which is the piece of DSPC. Then it'll go to DSPC. We've talked about this in general. Most of the changes in BP 4400 are, I would say, not substantive. They are rewrites. There is an additional item at the bottom of this page for board authority and basically directing the chancellor to do these things. And then in the AP, there are a number of changes for 4400. Stop. Go back up. Go back up. Stay right there. Most of these are in reference. It's either cleanup language. As you can see, there's a lot of deletes on the far right, from spacing to letters and changing. And some of that is to match our brand standard. It is to put positions in. So the executive director of the foundation was not listed, for example. Adding a student in, classified professionals were missing. So some of this is to align with the DSPC structure. Highlighting that nothing can be named without the board approval, which in theory was already there. So again, most of this is clarification of language. It is not substantive changes. There was one additional, I would say, substantive addition at the bottom of this AP relative to signage. And that's a general update so that there's, I think that ties back to the facility side so that there's cleanup language. And I think that's it. I don't know if there are any questions or concerns on the BPAP. Again, this has to go through the balance of the review and committee structures. This has gone to Senate. So it was at Senate, I think, last month, and they had reviewed it before the break. So I'm in the final places of that. So we're bringing it back to you just to make sure that we don't have anything before it moves forward to governance and or DSPC. Some of you are involved in those committees, and you can take another crack at it if you want. But are
I
there
have,
questions? Go
can
ahead.
I have a question. This is Vivian. Not so much about the APBP, but more of a procedural thing. We are currently in the hoping to have a new library building come on site at Norco sometime. And our current building right now is named after Dr. Wilfred J. Airy. And I noticed, and it's probably because it was nicely highlighted in red, like down towards the bottom, about, if a building moves or if it's renamed or if it's repurposed or if it goes off offline. My question is, and it's only, and I don't know who's aware of the powers that be. So Airy, his family, every couple of years actually comes in from out of town to, like, see his stuff and see the building and kind of turn around the college. If we, or once we, the library moves to the new, whatever the new building is, would someone at Norco College have to initiate potentially having either having the new building renamed, or how does that work? Is that because
So,
it looks like from the APBP, it doesn't necessarily move just because there's a new building coming on site.
correct. So it's a yes and. I don't know what the determination is about your library, but I can give you a different example using RCC. RCC had the Powell building, business education building, which is kind of on the corner that of Miniokobu and Ramona. That building has come offline and it's been vacant for I don't know how long. They have recently opened up their new computer science information, other words, building, and that building does not have the POW name on it. So leaving that naming opportunity open for somebody like Jeff to go out and get hopefully millions and millions of dollars to name the building. With that said, there is likely to be a plaque continuing the POW recognition because Alan Powell was a member in our community. He did a lot for the institution. I'm sure back in the day there was money given, maybe not specifically for that building. So the likelihood is that will turn into a plaque that will be placed, and that has yet to be determined. So that's something that we wanted to make sure the colleges had the freedom and flexibility to do without necessarily coming through on every aspect to this college. Norco has trees and there are plaques attached to those and there's some benches. So that allows the college to move some things around without the naming. But when the new library comes in, it will have to be named regardless of what the name is. And it will go through this process to the board for naming. It may come programmatically from the college versus coming through this committee. And that depends on if it's going to have a name on it or not. So I don't know that I made that any clearer, but if there is going to be a name on the new building, then there would have to be a process of which that request came to and through, whether it comes up through this committee, which in theory it should based on the BPAP, or if it is determined at the time of the build that it's brought through the project, and then that would be something in coordination with Hussein and the college.
Okay, thank you so much for the explanation.
Yeah, we're working on forms and things as well. So if in the new building process, that may be something the college wants to take under conversation. I don't know, Vivian, it's probably worth raising it. I just don't know internally through what channels to get to Monica, basically.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? I can, another example is outside the Kane build or inside the Kane building, there's a plaque for the building that was there before. So as buildings come down, the intent is not to lose necessarily that recognition that was there, but to recognize it in a different way. If it was honorary, we would want to tie it back. And if there was a gift attached to it, we would need to go back to a gift agreement. It's something that we've talked with Keith about from a council perspective as we're updating those. Any naming that would attach to a building would have some kind of term on it, would not be in perpetuity necessarily.
Okay, and we do have there is this beautiful, like a gorgeous, like paint, like oil painting of him in the library, but that It's, after so many years, it may need to be housed or archived or something, just for, for keepsake purposes. And we do keep a copy of his thesis in there and some medals and stuff that he's won. So again, I'm just asking because there was some discussion about the library building today, and I'm like, oh, this is the perfect day. I'm going to take
Perfect
this to
timing.
the district committee and see what they tell me. So
Well,
fantastic.
Vivian, to your point, because you have all of those other pieces attached around this human that this building is currently named after in the new space, they may want to create a niche where the painting is hung and then there's a cabinet or things like that. Jeff, you're nodding your head. Are you
Yeah,
saying you know something?
well, that's generally how it's done. If a new building goes up in that space, there's usually a place in the foyer or whatever that would recognize the context of the previous name. Yeah, he was a longtime board member back in the 80s, and he was a professor at La Sierra College back before it was La Sierra University. My in-laws took history class from him when they were students there.
Love the connections. It's great.
No.
So, Vivian, if there are other questions that we can nuance even outside the committee, please let us know and we can, between me, Jeff, Hussein, we can figure out on the administrative side where it's supposed to land and what we can do. And if we don't, we'll just ask Trey to do it. It'll be fine.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Any other questions, comments, concerns on BPAP 4400? I'm going to, unless I hear anything differently, I'm going to take it as consensus and I'm going to move forward to governance with your approval. Good? Okay. Jeff, I think you have the balance of the agenda.
Okay, so we have three naming facility naming requests to review and approve or disapprove. The first one is for Quad Room 240 in honor of Dr. Oliver Thompson. So there's quite a bit of material that's included in your packet about that. This is an honorific naming. I don't know if there's any questions.
Chanel, I think you're the only person from RCC. Can you see any concerns, issues? I don't, but I don't know the campus as well as you do.
I don't either. Then this room makes sense because it is, even in like Fusion where we assign it to TOPS codes, it aligns with him and what's being taught in that room. That's
Nice.
an extra piece we didn't know. Good. Thank you. So on these, we should probably take individual action just so we have it recorded. Because the I'm not worried about the APB piece because they're going to go through so many other steps. So on these that we are recommending namings, because from this group, it will then go forward to board with our recommendation. So that's Jeff, if you could take each one and do.
Is there a motion to approve this one?
I don't know if I'm allowed to make it. Can you get to make the motion?
I can move that we approve it.
I second Janelle.
Thank you. Are there any opposed? Abstentions? Then we will move it forward. Go ahead and keep going.
All right, the next one is for a gift that was made to install a new scoreboard on the RCC football field. This was a fun gift to get. It's from Eric Perry, and I see there's one word left off on point four. Scoreboard made possible by a gift from the Perry family is what it will what it should say there. I think it got cut off because it was a fillable form. So yeah, this basically covers the cost except for about maybe $2,000 of the new scoreboard. This was a it's actually the assistant golf coach at RCC. Went to RCC a number of years ago. His daughter's currently a student there. He had a great experience. He sold his business. It was an auto body repair shop in Riverside a few years ago and did quite well for himself, and now he's giving back. So he would like to do this, and he's kind of did this to support the new athletic director that was just appointed and the dean for kinesiology.
I do have questions on this one.
Okay.
When things like this come through, and I know I'm assuming they gave you some type of quote or something for the cost of the replacement or a new scoreboard, but do you consult with facilities to make sure that there are no additional costs associated outside of just the actual equipment or item that's being purchased? I mean, I don't know if there are, but I'm just wondering with facilities, like if there's this is a far out example, like DSA, or do you know something like that where we need to make sure that there's no additional costs or more electrical that's required, and that's going to be, more on top of just the cost of the equipment.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm aware that Dean Spaulding did work with facilities on this because it was delayed a few weeks because they had to make sure that when they took the old one apart, that there was not asbestos in it, and so they were involved at that at I think all levels of this. And my understanding is that the total cost for this installation was around $27,500, and so this gift will cover the bulk of it, and I think the Tiger Backers support group is picking up the other $2,500.
Thank you for clarifying.
But Janelle, to your point, knowing that knowing we had a big piece of equipment donated and nobody checked on a lot of things, it's something that I am aware of. So as this one happened quickly, but it's something that we need to make sure that it as people make gifts, especially of stuff, like even pianos, making sure that before we accept the gift, that we have room to accept the gift and use for the gift. So I hear you, and making sure that we have power in places we need power is important. So, anything else on the scoreboard and Perry naming? Hey, Jeff, are you going to do a motion again?
I move to approve this one.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second, Harris.
Thank you. All any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you. Last one?
All right, the last one is for a gift that's come in from San Manuel. $100,000. This was a grant request the foundation submitted to purchase some needed equipment for one of the School of Nursing labs. And so they've approved their gift. We've let them know that the naming was pending our approval process at the districts, which they completely understand. They make a lot of gifts to a lot of institutions in the area. So I don't have any red flags on this. I think it's pretty straightforward. I would move we approve this one as well.
Are there any questions, concerns? Can I get a second?
Trey, second.
Thank you. Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you. So at this point, all three of these will go as recommendations from the Facilities Naming Committee to board, probably in November, because it'll, well, yeah, those will probably, the Facilities Naming will probably go in November, as informational pieces. I don't know that they will, be, discussion items, but we'll see if somebody tells me they need to be discussion items. So,
and definitely we need to update the forms because they cut off multiple times too for these. So,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we'll be working on forms administratively. So the next time we meet, which at this point, unless Jeff gets some more naming opportunities, will not be until the spring. So if there's anything that, for the good of the group that folks need to share, you can always email us, even if it's not committee related stuff, and we can figure out where it's supposed to go. But I don't, if Jeff is able to get more namings before the end of the year, we'll pull you all together. But if not, we will look to reconvene sometime in the spring. My intention is to have this group meet, even if it's just a touch base, on a semester basis. And occasionally we will look at forms. So at the next meeting in the spring sometime, we'll have updated forms. Again, that will probably be informational, not action items for you all. But if there are things that you all hear, part of this started from a conversation with President Green about wanting to move some stuff on the Norco campus and not wanting to be within the parameters of what we can and can't do, but also realizing that not every tree with a plaque is going to sustain. And every time the tree dies, what do we have to do? No, you don't have to replace it every time. So those are operational things that we want to make sure. So especially Trey and Janelle, if you guys come across things Hussein that you need this committee to take up, please don't be shy. Unless there is anything else for the good of the group.
I actually wanted to ask a question.
Please.
So Vivian asked about our library. If we were going to either I use the word retire the name on the building, or we're gonna do renovations and then potentially add that name. Let's say we put it on the plaque or we add it to the new building. Do we involve the family, letting them know like, hey, our college is undergoing renovations. This is what we plan to do, or we don't do it at all. We don't notify them at all.
So technically, we don't have to. Having said that, because it's an honorarium, but having said that, this is somebody who's been connected to the institution. I don't know if there are any givings that have gone back on Aerie, so we'd need to go
Okay.
back and do some research within the foundation. On that one, I would 100% involve the foundation and the family and have conversations before anything happens.
Okay.
I think
Yeah,
there's
they
even some comments in the board policy document that infers that there's a conversation that like those happen.
This happened. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause they come to our college. They were here this past summer, so they come
Good.
quite often.
Well, then before their visit, either next summer or before their next visit, if there's a way that we can do an introduction to either Jeff or whoever the development officer is, that we can engage, because we want to broaden the relationship. We want to
Okay.
continue it, even if the name's not going to be on the building, and let
Right.
them know and do something in some other space where they can still feel engaged and connected to the college.
Thank you.
What I'd like to see for something like that is maybe Dr. Green and I could actually meet with the family that are in the area. That would be a good probably next and talk through what our policies are,
This
and
is
also convey how
what
we
the plans
plan
are.
to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeff, that's actually a good idea. Can you just add that to your next conversation with Monica? And then I can follow up
Yes.
too.
Yep.
Those are exactly the types of things that, again, outside the committee, that if we can help facilitate, it just makes the
Yes.
operational side easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else? Questions, comments for the good of the group? Awesome.
Thanks
Okay,
for
we're.
being flexible too for scheduling.
Yeah.
You guys' committee is the fastest one out of all of them. So I appreciate
Yes.
all of you on the back
Thank
end.
you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, you all get a half an hour back. Don't tell anybody.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.